首歌的名字叫做 Cheap Hotel， Cheap Hotel， 廉价旅馆。各位好，这里是可可听歌学英语，一起来听 Cheap Hotel。But the dog in me, I can't control. No, and it's not right, and it's not fair. I know, no, 'cause you trust me when I'm not there. You don't know. I know it's fucked up, but I'm living a lie. In a cheap hotel is where I'm sleeping tonight.With someone I just met, by the love of my life. Is at home probably wondering if I'm dead or alive. I turn my phone and my conscience off at the same time. In the morning I'ma tell her that my battery died. We were supposed to go to the cinema at 9. Now it's 1 and I bet she's going out of her mind. Now it's 1 and I bet she's going out of her mind.
In a cheap hotel with someone I have just met. In a cheap hotel with someone I have just met.
I am ashamed, I'm a disgrace. As I look round this room, empty bottles and clothes all over the place. I'm a liar, I'm a userIt's true. You would hate me if you knew what I do. I know it's fucked up, but I'm living a lie. In a cheap hotel is where I'm sleeping tonight. With someone I just met, while the love of my life is at home, probably wondering if I'm dead or aliveI turn my phone and my conscience off at the same time. In the morning I'ma tell her that my battery died. We were supposed to go to the cinema at 9. Now it's 1 and I bet she's going out of her mind. Now it's 1 and I bet she's going out of her mind.
In a cheap hotel with someone I have just met. In a cheap hotel with someone I have just met. In a cheap hotel with someone I have just met. In a cheap hotel with someone I have just met.
I know it's fucked up, but I'm living a lie. In a cheap hotel is where I'm sleeping tonight. With someone I just met, by the love of my life. He's at home probably wondering if I'm dead or aliveI turn my phone and my conscience off at the same time. In the morning I'ma tell her that my battery died. We were supposed to go to the cinema at 9. Now it's 1 and I bet she's going out of her mind. Now it's 1 and I bet she's going out of her mind.
In a cheap hotel with someone I have just met. In a cheap hotel with someone I have just met.
Cheap Hotel 这首歌可以在虾米上找到，如果大家对这首歌感兴趣的话，可以特别关注一下它的歌词，一首非常有内容的作品呢。好了，音乐之后来看一下今天为大家准备词汇扩展部分的内容。第一个呢，它是一个短语啊， The best of both worlds， 你看字面意思就知道，诶，两个世界当中的最好的东西，那是什么呢？听一下英文解释。 The phrase the best of both worlds means you have the benefits of two different things and none of the disadvantages. 两全其美的意思啊，这个短语两全其美，两全其美。 The best of both worlds， 两全其美的意思。那这个短语的意思就是说，你从两个不同的事物当中得到了好处而无异端。我们可以说这个是两全其美，或者两头受益，或者说诶，鱼和熊掌兼得，这样一种意思在里面。 The best of both worlds 这个短语的话是一个常用短语。来听一下例句。做兼职意味着既可以和孩子在一起，又可以有一份稳定的收入。 可以说是两全其美。Working part-time means I get the best of both worlds. Time with the kids and a steady income. 这所房子既有乡村的环境，又有城市的便利，可谓两全其美。The house combines country surroundings with the city convenience, having the best of both worlds.能体会到它的这个表达的这样一个功能吗？就表达那种啊，这两个东西都有，哎，都具有，真是太好了。是否有办法兼得鱼和熊掌呢？ Is there a way to get the best of both worlds? Is there a way? 是否有方法去 to get the best of both worlds? The best of both worlds. 今天的第一个短语。好，我们都说结婚的话很简单 to get married, 对不对？但是呢在俚语当中啊有两个表达，第一个是 get hitched H-I-T-C-H 的过去分词加 ed hitched。首先我们看这个单词，它是一个动词啊，它表示诶勾住什么东西，它有其他的意思啊，但是呢它跟 get 连用的时候 get hitched就是诶勾住了，那它也是表示结婚的意思。你听美剧的时候啊，很多时候都会听到这个短语 to get hitched 表示 to get married。 比如说他们上个礼拜日结的婚， They just got hitched last Sunday。 结婚呢还有一个表达 tie the knot， 要注意一下这个 knot K 不发音 N-O-T tie the knot。 knot它是名词或者动词，表示打结的意思。其实你从这个字面意思去看，你就能够体会到，诶，比如说第一个勾住了，第二个打结了， tie the knot， 把这个结全部打结起来啊，表示结婚的意思。比如说 Fred 和 Betty 呢终于决定要缔结连理了， tie the knot 用缔结连理来翻译的话是非常贴切的。Fred and Betty finally decided to tie the knot. 今天第二单词 get hitched, tie the knot. 好，下面一个，我们平时说呀，有很多 TVB 里面的一些电视剧呢，它有很多漂亮的女演员呢，就是很漂亮，但是演技不怎么样。这些人我们通常有一个不好听的名词叫花瓶，对不对？花瓶的话就不是装花的那个瓶子了。而是 eye candy， 就是徒有其表的人或者事物。eye candy， 今天要学的短语 eye 眼睛 candy 糖 ，eye candy 花瓶，徒有其表的人或物，以及它还有一个就是比较客观的一个意思，养眼的东西或者人，一个是贬义，一个是褒义啊。花瓶徒有其表的人物，或者说养眼的东西或人 ，eye candy。比如说啊，那个时候啊，电视中的女性大多都被看作是花瓶装饰而已。Back then, women on TV were mostly seen as eye candy. 每个人都喜欢美的东西啦。Everyone loves eye candy. Everyone loves eye candy. 好，今天的第四个词组吧。最后一个，最后这个单词我不知道大家见过没有，其实在老友记的第一集里面就出现了。Gravy, G-R-A-V-I, 我不知道第一集还是第二集啊。Gravy, 它作为名词呢有两个意思，第一个就是啊用来调味道的那种肉汁，炖的肉汁啊，不是有点像调味汁，而并不是说汤啊，肉汁。还有一个它是意外之财，非常轻易就得到手的这种钱呢。我们先看第一个，你把肉汁撒到桌布上了， You have spilled gravy on the tablecloth. 肉汁的意思，记住 gravy, G-R-A-V-Y。 接下来看，我们看到第二个意思啊，它跟这个火车搭配在一起的时候， Gravy train放在一起变成名词词组，表示美差或者轻松赚大钱的这种事情、工作或机会。Gravy train， 记住哦，这个在那个 风骚律师里面是有的 Gravy Train。 我们先听例句啊。这种工作真是既轻松油水又多的美差呀。 This kind of job is a real gravy train. The job is a real gravy train. 他的工作就是一年到头干活轻，干轻活又拿高薪的美差。 His job's a permanent gravy train. Gravy train. 记住这个短语啊。好，接下来看最后一个 gravy 加上 ride， R-I-D-E， ride 它作为动词是表示骑的意思，作为名词呢是表示诶兜风啊，坐车啊。 gravy ride 放在一起就是不劳而获，或者说坐享其成的这种生活，比如说纨绔子弟过着不劳而获的生活。 fops are living a gravy ride， 注意一下 F-O-P， fop， fop，Fops are living a gravy ride. Fop, F-O-P, 它是纨绔子弟的意思。好了，以上就是今天节目的所有内容了。如果喜欢这首歌呢，虾米上可以找到。如果喜欢 Linda 呢，可以关注微信公众号，在文本最下方。Love you guys, I'll see you next time. Bye for now. But the dog in me. I can't control